And we're up to the Kitur Chanuch Makor Chaim. We were discussing that technically Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tua and Zichron Tua in the Torah. And even though on Shabbos we prefer to call it Zichron Tua, commemoration of the blowing, because we won't really blow it, the shofar, on Shabbos. But nonetheless, if a person by mistake said Yom Tua, it's still a kosher, it's okay. He also says, but these are points that you'll see in your machzor, so I don't think we have to go into how you should word your prayer. The machzor is going to tell you. So let's move forward. The Shulchan Aruch says that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we assume everyone's holding a machzor, and that's why we say something different than the rest of the year. All year long we say, don't pray too loudly, because you could confuse the guy standing next to you. If he's praying by heart, he'll mess up. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the prayer is so complicated, so out of the ordinary, that we assume no one's praying by heart as it is, so you could pray more loudly. But the truth is that based on Kabbalah, what's fitting is that whenever we pray, we should pray in a low voice that only we ourselves could hear. So even though technically, according to the halacha, you could pray in a louder voice on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but at the end of the day, it's still recommended to pray quietly where only one could hear themselves. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos the way it does this year, so then after the quiet Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, so we're going to say Vayichulu the way we do every Friday night, and we're also going to say the blessing of Magen Avot B'Dvaro Mechayei Mitim B'Ma'amaro, what's called Meyein Sheva. That blessing that, like a shortened Shemoneh Esrei that the Chazan says on Friday night, right? Ordinarily, after Arvit, we don't have Chazrat Hashatz. He doesn't repeat anything. Friday night, the rabbis instituted a blessing that's a quick summary of all the seven blessings that the Friday night Shemoneh Esrei is. That's why it's called Me'ein Sheva, the sampling of the seven. It's a sampling. It's a shortened version of all seven blessings that we say on Friday night in our Shemoneh Esrei. So, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, Friday night, 2 weeks from now, right? 3 weeks from now. Not this Friday night, not the following Friday night, the next one. The Chazan will say that same Me'ein Sheva. The only thing is that when he'll say Hakel HaKadosh She'en Kamo, so Hakel HaKadosh corresponds to the blessing of Atah Kadosh V'Shim HaKadosh, which it concludes with Boruch Atah Hashem Hakel HaKadosh. Well, we know that during these 10 days we conclude with HaMelech HaKadosh. So in the Me'ein Sheva, the Chazan should also take care to say HaMelech HaKadosh She'en Kamo. Clear? Okay. There is a custom to say a prayer, you'll see, in the Masor about Parnasa. And the custom is also that on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we greet one another and we wish one another L'Shana Tova, you should have a good year. Tikatevu v'techatemu. Tikatev v'techatem, you should be written and sealed. So today already people add a whole Megillah. You should be written and sealed in a book of Hol Tzadikim for a good year and a blessed year, etc. But the truth is, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and while you're getting used to it, you could just practice what it says in Shulchan Aruch, is they say, L'shana tova tekatev. You should have a good year, you should be written. So you could add tekatev etechatem, people like to say. And if you practice, you'll get the other stuff too. Tekatev etechatem le'alter, right away, l'chaim tovim, for a good life, b'sifran she'tzadikim gmurim, in the book of completely righteous people. But all that, that's additions. Okay, I will pause here. Okay.